Well, what would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Hello and welcome to another episode of St. John Forward Radio. I apologize for the lack of an episode last week, but you know, I want to do what I can for you people, but even though I'm not working or doing any other shows, it doesn't mean that my days aren't busy. I live a full life still. I wake up in the morning and just spend about an hour panic scrolling through Facebook, through the news, just to see what other horror show is happening today and how many more people got sick, how many people died. I've been playing a lot of video games. It's very important work. I've been live streaming some of it, and absolutely nobody has been watching it. So now I'm just going to play by myself, because nobody wants to watch it. I've been watching a lot of TV shows. Pretty much anything that I can find that isn't called Tiger King, because I'm a contrarian, and I'm not going to be one of these sheeple just going along with it because the internet says that it's a good show. Why should I entertain myself with something that everybody likes? That's what I say. Spend a lot of time on my new hobby, sitting in my living room looking out the window with a pair of binoculars, just to see if any of my neighbors are skirting the rules and need to have the police phoned on them. That has been fun. And you know, my main activity over the last few weeks has been spending probably 8 to 10 hours a day taking full advantage of my new free premium membership to Pornhub. So. That's always good. Hopefully, I don't think I have any stains on these pants. Yeah, haven't left the house much over these last couple of weeks. This week, I went to the grocery store on what day was that? Who cares what day it was? All the days are the same. They're all running together. I had to literally wait in line to buy bread, which I feel like is going to be good practice for the days and months and possibly years to come. Grocery store has been all redesigned. They've got lots of like barriers and like bank line systems set up. They've got one-way aisles with arrows and everything that people don't seem to quite understand. The arrow pointing in a particular direction is often confusing for people that are symbol illiterate, I guess. Mostly, like, it's a fine system. You have to go up and down. I sometimes skip aisles if I don't need anything in a particular one, but you have to kind of go up and down. We're supposed to stay 6 feet apart from people, but I don't know why the grocery store has decided that this is the time where they need to have more staff on hand than ever before taking inventory. Like, almost every aisle had two or three people just going through stuff on the shelf and writing stuff down in a notebook. Like, can't you do this after hours? Most of the non-staff people are, you know, they're going the way. I don't know if it's necessary or anything, but it can't hurt, and it makes people feel better. So anyway, that's fine. But like, I got stuck behind some old lady that spent like 20 minutes on the greeting cards aisle, just like a whole wall full of them, and just picking them up and reading them and putting them back and picking them up and reading them and putting them back, and just, it was taking forever. Like, I guess that's thoughtful, but who is gonna know when they get a greeting card? Has anybody ever been like, oh well, this could have been 10% better? I buy greeting cards for mostly older people in my family. I'm not buying Valentine's Day cards for my dear wife May, because most people just, oh, well, that's nice, and then immediately it gets thrown in the trash. But just as a gesture, if you're giving somebody a gift card or money or something, you need something to put it in, just because we've decided that you can't just hand somebody a wad of cash and be like, happy thing. But if I am shopping for a card, the effort that I'll put into it is to find the appropriate section. Grandma. I call my grandmother Nanny. That's usually not an option for a card. So I will find the closest thing possible. But, if it's the right category, father, stepmother, grandmother, those are the people that I'm buying cards for. I will pick up the first one that I see, I will look at it, and as long as it doesn't have anything that bothers me to hand this off to somebody, if there's a Bible verse on the inside, I'm probably going to put that one back. But otherwise, this says happy thing to this person from me, good enough for me, and I take it and I buy it, and they enjoy it just as much. My grandmother has often broken down into tears because of cards that I've got her for Christmas that I have spent 15 seconds picking out. But this old lady is taking way too long. She's just looking at every single card, and who is expecting a greeting card during this time? I don't know. She had five maybes lined up into her basket, so I figured I would make things quicker for her, and I coughed all over all over the rest of the ones on the wall, and I coughed onto four out of the five that she had in her cart, and then I handed her a get well soon greeting card and passed on my way. It gave her some extra. She's only got so much time left in this world, and I feel like I've helped her make better use of it. Another thing that I did this week on Thursday, there was a, I don't know if it was East Coast or I think it was all New Brunswick comedians on the lineup, but there was a comedy open mic show over Zoom on Thursday, which I was curious about, and I didn't participate. I think I'm going to do the next one. But this one, I just wanted to get the lay of the land and figure out what it was all about. And it was better and worse than I expected it to be. I mean, it was awkward, and a lot of people seemed both over and underprepared for the whole thing. So it was a typical New Brunswick open mic. So it was nice to... It was nice to see a few people that I haven't been talking to over the last few weeks, and to feel like I'm participating in the New Brunswick comedy scene, because that means a lot to me. And it's helped me kind of just watching it, even though it was super weird and not ideal. It kind of got the gears turning and got me. I haven't written any stand-up material over the last few weeks, which I feel like this should be the time where I buckle down and do some writing, but just haven't been motivated and kind of had a bit of... I haven't really tried, to be honest, but I don't like to force it. I generally, how I work is something will come to me and I'll write down the idea and then I'll flesh it out later, and I just haven't had any ideas, but watching this thing kind of got the gears turning, and I thought of a couple of things, and not even all just boring-ass coronavirus stuff that everybody's going to be talking about afterwards, so I'll have to sit down and see if that becomes anything. But watching the show was fun. Seeing everybody decide which corner of the house that they want to feature on the internet. I've got to say, there was not nearly enough cool posters and sweet toys involved, so the other comedians really dropped the ball on that. It was weird doing a comedy show on Zoom. Has obviously some huge disadvantages comparing to doing an actual live in person show, but the way that Zoom switches to the person that's talking, I think is kind of it's a bit of technology that I feel like we should incorporate into doing a live show somehow, because the upside to it is that if anybody's being annoying and disruptive, it gets to show them exactly how annoying and disruptive they are, because at a comedy show, if people just start having a conversation or they're being annoying, like, they just think that nobody cares and nobody notices. But this, whenever somebody did something, like, they were going to be on full screen and everybody could see exactly what was going on and who was doing it. There was one guy that was in a mostly dark room, but the camera would, like, switch over to him every time that he took, like, a big noisy bong rip, which was kind of funny. There was also a couple that was watching the show, and they had Zoom has a thing where you can change, like, the background of what's on your wall, and they had some kind of a sky scene or something. But one of the guys it just kept kind of popping in and out of existence. He kept just like appearing and then melting into the background and appearing and going back into the background until at one point the camera cuts over to them having a conversation about whether or not, should we turn off this background? I feel like this is annoying and it's distracting of the show, while they were currently having a loud conversation distracting from the show while they were full screened. So I think that's good. And then another New Brunswick show promoter went into the comments and passive aggressively said, "Anybody, if you're not performing, then put yourself on mute." Which, in that case, sure, don't have a conversation and be annoying. But the putting people on mute also would have taken away it would also cut to people when they were laughing, which I wasn't expecting there to be any laughter at this Zoom open mic show, but there was. It was mostly Michelle Petit. Lots of the first 15 minutes or so of the feed was cutting to Michelle cackling uncontrollably until I assume she must have felt self-conscious about seeing herself pop up on the screen all the time. So she put herself on mute, but most of the people that were in there, they didn't have any video or sound going on. Lots of just black screens with a name. And I didn't like that. I think that everybody that participates in these things should, if you have the video and audio capabilities, if you've got a webcam and a microphone or something, I feel like everybody should have the full feed going. Be mindful of yourself and don't have, like, put yourself on mute if you're about to take a big bong rip or have a side conversation with somebody. But for the sake of having a virtual audience, it would be nice to be able to switch to gallery mode and just see everybody and hear them if they are laughing, because there were people that you could kind of see them in the video laughing, but they were on mute, so it didn't go through. But that's the closest that we're gonna get, because all of the jokes have been barred in the world. No shows. We can't even get together and make fun of each other to our faces. It's kind of a sad state of affairs, especially for comedians, musicians. You guys can still write songs and practice. I guess a full band can't necessarily get together to do a practice, but You can have a live concert with no audience and broadcast it out on the internet like the Dropkick Murphys did on Valentine's Day, but for comedy, we've got nothing like that. And the Zoom meeting was better than I thought it would be, and it's the closest that we're gonna get. So I think we should keep that going. Like I said, I think I'm gonna try to do the next one, but doing this comedy from home stuff to nobody is really, it's really getting to me. And I mean, like, it's especially, that's the real reason why I didn't do a show last week. I didn't feel like I had anything interesting to say. Like, yep, quarantine, stuck at home, here I am, same life that all of you are leading. I have no special insights on it other than the same nonsense that you've seen come up in your Facebook feed all day. And it's really demoralizing. And I don't know, like, even like Comedy Central put out a live stream last week or the week before. I don't know how time works anymore. It was a Laugh Aid thing to benefit comedians that that have lost their income, but the income I'm most concerned about is the laughter. And that live stream, I'm still working my way through it. It's like 8 hours long, and I'm trying to watch it. I didn't watch it live, but I'm watching it. It's on YouTube. But I'm scrolling through it, and there's just comedian after comedian after. These are professional comedians, and a lot of them are people that I think are funny. And they're trying to do this awful thing, just sitting down in their kitchen on a live stream talking to the camera. It's just, and it sucks. Most of it sucks. There's a couple of good things that I've seen so far, but like 75% of it was awful. And you know, if these comedians that I normally like, these are the funniest people in the world, and if they suck, then of course we're all gonna suck. And I don't know what to, I don't want to keep doing this. I don't know. Is this for anybody? Is this helping anybody? Or am I just wasting my time? Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do anymore. Like, why am I just wasting my time just doing this stupid show from home that I don't know if anybody's even watching it anymore? When are they gonna reopen the radio station? I mean, but, well, I guess I did the radio show in isolation from the studio before, and there wasn't any live feedback with that, so I guess I can just keep doing the show. I could do that one, and you know, 10, 12 people would listen to it, so let's just keep the show going, everybody. We've got a good one this week. Brian Godso is here, and lots of other stuff, but let's go to a song for now.
For breakfast, I don't want no coffee or tea. Just me and my good buddy Wiser. That's all I ever need, 'cause I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself. From a terrible dream, so I called up my pal Jack Daniel and his partner Jimmy Beam, and we drank alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself. day I got invited to a party, but I stayed home instead. Just me and my pal Johnny Walker and his brothers Blackie and Red, and we drank alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by on me, and it makes me feel oh so bad. The only one who will hang out with me is my dear old granddad, and we drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thank you for joining me. I wish you were joining me in person. It's been a long time since I've had the pleasure of delighting or upsetting a room full of people. Then I can actually get their real time feedback. So this is not great, but it is what it is. But it's starting to get to me being cooped up in the house like this. Went to get some groceries earlier today. Had to stand in a line before I could even get in. You know, people didn't like it when I tried to hug them. They were not into it at all. I've sharing quarantine zone with my dear May Wonderful, but she's still working from home. So most of the day she's in her home office and I forget how to speak English already because I'm not used to talking to other people. You know, just one other person. There's only so much dolly talk that I can handle. Had some online meeting calls with some people, but it's not the same as having a human being right in your area. It's just, you know, I've got all the devices. I've got this one and this keyboard here connects to this computer here, and I've got the old Yeti microphone and all of the devices, but the one device that I don't have is human connection. So I'm a bit of a rebel. You guys know that about me. We're in a quarantine, and we're supposed to be practicing social distancing, but this is St. John Forward Radio, the most edgiest show on the internet. So don't tell anybody, but we're going to be breaking some rules. The RCMP is going to be banging on my door, handing out fines, but it needs to be done for my own sake and for yours. Special guest, Brian Godso in the house. I'm going to set up a nice chair for him right here. He might need a booster seat. Got this milk crate here, and here he is, Brian Godso, everybody. How are you doing, Brian? It's good to see you. Oh, he's doing well, he says. I'm happy to have you here on the show. It's nice to see your smiling face and those chubby cheeks of yours that I've missed for so long. Oh, you've missed me too, and you enjoy being here. That's just that's great. So I don't know what we're going to talk about. There's not a whole lot happening, so we might as well get into some news. I slogged through a press conference today with Trudeau. Did you see that one? No, yeah, it was boring. I got my EI checked today, but I don't know. It's a tough world, and we're just gonna get through it. So
you know what makes it easier for me, Jonathan? This podcast, which I think the John Forward Show, the St. John Forward Show, is the best podcast ever created, and I hope you always do it. What's the matter, John? Are you just struck by a moment of confusion because you just thought of a genius joke that you can't wait to put to paper?
I wasn't expect you to be so animated.
I'm so happy. I get to be here with my bestest buddy, the number one comedian in all of New Brunswick, number one on my list of top five comedians, and the one person who just spreads joy and cheer to everyone through this whole quarantine season.
Well, thank you so much, Brian. That's so nice of you, and you're the number two comedian now. So if I'm number one on the list, then you can be number two on my list. I'm of course in the number one spot, but thank you so much for that, Brian. It's just it's been so long.
Anytime, buddy.
I still don't. How is this happening?
Well, I can tell you one thing. It's not because you're, because I'm pretty sure that you're not. And no matter what anyone says, they say, is John Gresham? And I said, well, he might look it, but he's got to wear accounts right in his brain.
Brian, we don't want to say the R word. This is going to go out on the radio. But thank you for saying that I'm not R worded.
I didn't mean to upset your audience. Your wonderful audience, full of thousands of fans.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of fans, and some of them may fall under the category of the R word, and that's fine. We're an inclusive show, and we want to include everybody. But
I hope that your podcast gets played on every short bus in all of New Brunswick.
Well, that's a market that we're looking into. Do you think they have CD players?
Still? I think they have CD players with anti-skip.
Wow, they got some shockwave technology, maybe.
They've held on to that for a long time. They take really good care of their technology, just like I know you do. John, I don't think you have too many toys at all.
Oh, thank you. I think I've got just enough. Madman here, he's fallen over. That's Madman. And he just fell over again, but
you're listening to St. John Ford Radio, 107.3 FM. Come and get it, because it's hot.
It is hot.
Say for that. It's a natural fact that I wanna come back. Show me where it's at. See, baby, I've been thinking about it, yeah. And I've been wanting to get next to you, baby. You see, sometime I fool moms, I say, oh, oh, baby. Hey, needing you has proven to me to be my greatest dream.
That's not the important thing, Brian. The important thing is that you and me are here together somehow. I mean, I invited you on, I guess, but so
I'm so flattered to be here, Jan, to be in the presence of someone who I bet has sex all the time.
Well, I do. It's been a few days, but yeah, thank you. And how's your sex going? Last I talked to you, you were talking to somebody on Tinder. Do you have some post quarantine sexing planned?
Well, you know, I do like to have a conversation, and I really like to get to know new people. But I can tell you one thing, John: the amount of sex that I'm going to have after this quarantine, it's going to pale in comparison to the outright pounding that I'm sure you do on a day-to-day basis. That's right. High five, buddy.
Well, not every day. You know, I'm not a machine, and you know, the old pipes aren't working quite the way that they used to. And the social distancing, you don't want to have a negative distance. That's certainly going to get you a fine.
One thing I'm sure glad of is you take time out of your day to put those wonderful streams of you playing that bullshit game, Binding of Isaac, every morning. It brings me such joy to watch that boring mess of a roguelike.
Hey, you know, I haven't played that in a week, Brian. I really wish you would stay on top of the live streams. I played a little bit of Resident Evil for a couple of days. I beat it the other day. I attempted to do a live stream of The Legend of Bumbo, which is a prequel, which is a bit of a spoiler to Binding of Isaac. It's like more of a puzzle game, but there's still lots of poop and pee, I'll assure you.
I can listen to you talk about video games all day, and it doesn't make me want to kill myself at all.
Well, that's great. I was a little worried yesterday. I did a live stream. I got Death Stranding, and I enjoy playing it, but while I was live streaming, it just seemed odd to have people watching me do like fetch quests. somehow the game is more compelling than it seems. So I was very self-conscious about it during the stream, but I'm disappointed that you didn't see that yesterday. Maybe we can sit down and watch it together after this. I wonder how many views it's got.
I bet it's got thousands. I guess I was busy catching up on St. John Forward Radio. I mean, I've heard them all, but I like to hear it at least three times before I'm satisfied.
Yeah, and I apologize because last week didn't have a show. I was going to put something together, but I don't know what to say. And I wanted to have, some other people in, and you've really brightened the day. You said two views on my Death Stranding. I'm getting a lot of comments from some random guy on the internet who makes videos about getting more views and followers, and he just keeps posting great content, man. You deserve to have more followers. And he's right.
And, I think so too. I think you should be bigger than PewDiePie, and don't listen to what RF Hussein says. He doesn't know what words mean.
Yeah, it's true. He's pretentious, aka a liar. And I'm Brian. It's nice to have you here, but you I'm so used to your delightful laugh that you seem to be stifling. And you just feel free to let it out when you I don't want you to force it, Brian. But you know, you don't need to hold it. I'll take it. So what? I'm glad to have you here. I wasn't expecting to have this much of an in-depth conversation, really. You were just going to be a prop, as you usually are, as my co-host. But you're really coming through today, Brian. Thank you again.
Oh, no problem, buddy. There's no place I'd rather be than on a milk crate stuck in your basement, unable to move or have any independent thoughts of my own.
Well, it's nice to have you here. How are you holding up in quarantining? Or I guess you're over here. Are you worried about getting a ticket on your way home?
Nah, I've listened to Rage Against the Machine. I think I know what to do when the government comes knocking on my door. I'm gonna tell them, F you, I won't do what you tell me, and it'll be fine.
And
I love libertarianism.
And yeah, well, most people do. You're certainly not going to be working on Maggie's farm no more. That's
what I'd say. Oh, hilarious! How did you come up with that?
It's actually a song. Well, it's a cover of a song, but Rage Against the Machine does it. And so I slipped that seamlessly into the conversation because I'm quite skilled.
You're so cultured, John. I bet I could learn a lot from you just by reading the books that you didn't read that you have on your shelf.
Well, I've got one book in particular that you may enjoy. It's called 10,000 Jokes, Toasts, and Stories.
Sure wish I could hear them all.
Well, I'm gonna give you a custom joke. I just need to figure out a good category for you. So, what do we've got? Insane persons, drunks. That's not so much. Loony laws might be one because we've got some. It's not really laws. It's just they've asked us to do it. Well, we were talking about making the sex earlier. Maybe we could do something in love and courtship, something that we're all missing out on. So that's in chapter.
I can tell you one thing, John. I could even listen to you reading this option or reading this table of contents. It doesn't make me want to set myself on fire at all.
That's good. Yeah, I don't know. Are you flammable? I'm not sure. But maybe Brian, could you pick a joke?
I'm a chicken.
You're actually a duck. This is a big ducky. No, it's Brian Godso. Do you want to pick a joke number between 1870 and 2216?
1964. That's my favorite number now, I think.
All right. Oh, this is a good one. It's like this long on the page. Well, you can see.
The longer the better. That's what I always say.
I think there's... Do you want to read it? No, I'll do it. The girl was very rich, and the young man was poor but honest. She liked him, but that was all, and he knew it. One night, he had been a little more tender than usual. "You are very rich," he ventured. "Yes," she replied frankly. "I am worth $1,250,000. "And I am poor." "Yes." "Will you marry me?" "No." "I thought you wouldn't." "Then why did you ask me?" "Oh, just to see how a man feels when he loses $1,250,000.
Oh! 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 The only thing better than that joke was your not at all lifeless and boring delivery of it. It was actually exciting and therefore good and hilarious. Well, hence my sincere laughter.
Well, I've been working on my delivery. That's one thing that can happen here in the quarantine. I've got my microphone set up at my with a stand and everything set up in the corner, and just been performing the hell out of it. And I'm looking forward to getting back out there. Must be
different performing to an empty room. I bet you've never done that before.
No, usually there's two or three audience members in the room. Cigarettes.
Two or 3,000.
Wait, the cigarettes and Cool Ranch. Let's see what the numbers are up to. I bet it's a lot. Hold on. What do we got? Oh, I got to scroll through some live streams. Oh, lots of live streams. Okay. How many? Oh, there's me. 23 views. That's
I can tell you, I definitely watched it. And I'm not lying at all.
Yeah, and you were it's good for you to see. You were there on night 3, I think. That recording was from night 5. So it must be really something for you to see the progression from night 3. Like, that's 5 is 2 more than 3.
I could definitely tell the difference, and not ignore it completely. Well, I just watched something else on Netflix on my phone.
Yeah, well, and you also got to see the progression from, you saw me do it in Bathurst and again in Fredericton. Well, with Fredericton, you weren't really paying attention because you were talking to those ladies the whole time. But anyway, I'm pretty proud of it, and I'm glad that you're a supporter of it.
I can't wait to see you do it in Moncton.
Yeah, I can't wait to. It's going to be so much fun to go up there, and there's a real hot club up there, and they're part of the John Forward program for sure. They wouldn't needlessly exclude a talent of this caliber for any good reason. There might be some nefarious, like, secret conspiracy type reasons, but we won't get into that. That's not what we like to do here.
Move out of the way, Louis C.K. There's a better comedian that will jerk off in front of you. And that's right. His name is John Forward.
Maybe I should have been charging $7.99 American for cigarettes and Cool Ranch. I feel like I'm undervaluing it by having it available for free. That's probably why, like, 23 is a huge number. I was telling you about my sister sent me some other messages about it earlier. I think on our previous stream, we had mentioned some text messages with my sister, but she sent me some Instagram messages today. Rewatching the Cool Ranch, and it's so funny, but I missed the N-word part last time, and some emoji with. Like, it's like the crying one, only with an asterisk instead of a tear.
Oh!
And then, P.S., look how cute our nephew is, in a couple of pictures. And then, oh my, OMFG, I never noticed how sexual the special was. Lots of S's. And then a gif of a little baby boy walking around. And then, you only had sex with three people? Question mark. Total? Question mark. So that's a nice message to get from your sister.
There are a lot of mixed messages going on there, and I'm really turned on right now.
How many ladies have you slain?
Well, not as many as you. I know three is just a joke. I'm sure it's hundreds.
No, it's three. I'm, you know, I try to save myself for three special ladies. How about
maybe I did have more sex than you. I'm sorry, John. I don't like being better at you than at things.
Hey,
because I think you should be better than me.
Quality, not quantity.
That's a good point. They're all hags.
but yeah, when this whole thing is over and we get back out on stage, there's going to be some thirsty ladies in the audience looking for some attention, we'll say, and that's something I'm sure you're looking forward to, buddy.
I'm ready to get my weed whacker out for that trim.
Get that little corkscrew out. I think ducks have a corkscrew. I think that's
they do thing. Because duck vaginas are nightmare mazes.
Yeah, fair enough. Do you have any anything to promote? You've got any content being? You got any shows coming up? You got some sort of bad by yourself stand up special coming?
Well, the only thing I really have to promote is Four Story Walkout, which you can download on Podbean or Spotify or iTunes, which is normally every second week, but, you know. I guess I would just tell people that I was here, hanging out with my best buddy in the whole wide world and the funniest comedian that I've ever met, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to make people smile.
Well, thank you for letting me give you the opportunity to make people smile. Bring it in, buddy.
Aw. I love hugging you. And I don't even think you're all that gay.
Well, that's good. I'm not at all. So, not that I haven't thought about it, but, you know, I'm in a committed relationship. And, anyway, thanks for coming on, and I guess I'm going to have to queue up a song, and we're going to have to, me and you need to have an off-mic conversation, because I don't know what the hell is going on, but anyway.
Road time!
That's the end of the segment.
All right. Yeah,
my partner Kill hit me up. I answered the phone, I'm like, hey. He was like, dawg, this shit so wild. I'ma buy what I know, NBA. Let's hit the stoop, ain't got shit to do. I'ma bring a chick like it's a date. I ain't tripping, that's your quarantine, babe. I'm just gonna drip a little, make him say, hey.
We woke up late, I just hit D. I said, let's meet, they need the heat. Pull up at A-Rest. Niggas too slow, then we leaving for dead. I feel like blacklighting off of this res. They speaking Chinese if they ain't talking dead. Bro, niggas like Rona, they can't shake my hand. Still feel like I got the world in my hands.
Hey, okay, it's my turn to drip. I got juice, but I can't let you sip. Don't got no GPS on them lips. I wake up and look for Corona tips. I hit the plug, man, for the zip. I saw the shit, asked them, what is this? That's a killer gas Corona shit. I'm just gonna drink all Corona beer. She told me the end of the world was near.
Never choke when I turn it, yeah. Spent whole life unlearning. Feel nigga circles big, we can't relate. Ayy, quarantine base. Talk that look on my face, ayy. Don't get involved. Spray that, my lights all. He blast some blunts. Tell him I still won't do fronts. Okay, tell him on my face, ayy.
laid off for 3 weeks now, but the government just passed a wage subsidy thing. Are you sending me back to work, government? Am I gonna be okay? Let's see what the news has to say.
The Senate has approved the federal government's emergency wage subsidy bill. It's a $73 billion plan to allow employers impacted by the COVID-19 crisis to keep people on the payroll or rehire those who've been laid off.
Well, if we're throwing money around anyway, I guess it's probably better to help subsidize people actually going to work instead of just throwing the money at them to stay home. Tentatively on board.
The Prime Minister says the measure will provide relief in the short term.
The government will pay them up to 75% of their...
The government will pay us with all of the wealth that they generated by existing and not because they just stole it from us and they're giving it some of it back right now, but thank you.
Their salary so that when this is through, Canadians will still have connection to those jobs and our economy can get going again.
That's what we do. We create a problem and then we solve the problem and then that solution creates more problems that we can then solve. Anyway, vote for me next time, please.
As Mike LeCouture reports, even though politicians from all political stripes support the subsidy, there are concerns the government's economic boost won't help everyone who needs it.
Oh, those poor oil and gas companies that were bailing out that nobody wants to talk about. But, you know, those small businesses in the energy sector, all those mom-and-pop oil refineries that are getting hit hard by this. But, you know, some of these politicians are worried that the people that put them in power aren't going to be able to get their free money. So we've got to complain about it a bit.
Everybody's self-isolating. Hey, how are you doing?
Not your tip.
She looks like she's having a great time.
Typical Saturday sights, but there's nothing typical about a weekend sitting of the House of Commons.
They don't usually get to do cosplay on Saturdays, but everybody's put on their funny costumes and goofy hats, and they've got the big gold scepter, which is the cornerstone of our democracy, so I'm glad to see that.
Commons. And that was underscored in the Prime Minister's speech to Parliament and Canadians in a modern-day call to arms against an invisible enemy.
Instead, the front line is everywhere.
It seems really weird to me that to make everybody feel better about what's going on, this isn't a virus pandemic, we're at war with an invisible enemy. That'll make you all feel better.
In our homes, in our hospitals and care centers, in our grocery stores and pharmacies.
And we're gonna take out the enemy with cash bullets.
Asking all Canadians to do their part by staying apart, political parties came together negotiating unanimous consent on the wage subsidy legislation.
Negotiating unanimous consent, which means they decided ahead of time that they were all going to vote for it, but we're going to make a show of going into Parliament and grandstanding for a bit and sucking up to the people that paid to get us our jobs.
The measure will see the federal government pay 75% of employees' wages to help keep them on company payrolls.
A week ago, we said this would take 3 to 6 weeks. Obviously, now that's 2 to 5 weeks.
Thank you for the math lesson, sir. 2 and 5 is one less than 3 and 6.
And we're aspiring to do that as rapidly as possible. I'm assured that we will be closer to the short end of that time.
I have no new information, but it'll probably be the shorter end of the range.
Turnaround, considering this kind of legislation normally takes months to draft, but not quick enough.
Yeah, normally we take time and consider these things, but lucky for you, we're half-assing it and we're going to roll it out and then we'll deal with the fallout after the fact.
For some business owners.
They're really worried about the additional 2 to 5 weeks before they actually get money in their hands because they are trying as best they can to meet their payroll requirements, but that's becoming increasingly challenging as their income has trickled down to zero.
Dan Kelly says with about 80% of small and medium-sized businesses already shut down, this public health crisis is quickly becoming a mental health crisis.
Why are they showing examples of businesses like restaurants that aren't even allowed to reopen even if they have a wage subsidy anyway?
It's gotten so bad that we're starting to get calls from business owners that are considering taking their own lives.
Hey, yeah, government lobbyist, I was thinking about killing myself as a small business owner because I can't pay my employees, and of course you were my first call because I knew that this would be a good talking point for you on the news, so please help me out. If I don't get a check in 3 weeks, I'm going to put a gun in my mouth.
That's why the NDP believes the Canada Emergency Relief Benefit should be paid to every Canadian right now,
whether they need it or not.
While the Conservatives are pushing for more oversight of the government while it rushes historic economic measures out the door.
We very much believe that in-person accountability sessions in the House of Commons will lead to better results for Canadians.
Is that like from politician finishing school where they tell them to do the thing where they make a fist and stick their thumb out and do this while they're making a point? Anyway, good old Conservatives pushing for accountability because they don't know how to use Skype, and it looks better if they can grandstand in Parliament on TV than over a bad webcam video.
A government House leader, Pablo Rodriguez, says committees are already meeting via teleconference, and
that's a relief, the committees are meeting.
The Speaker is looking at a virtual version of Parliament. But he points out reopening the Commons would mean support and security staff would also have to come to work, all at a time when they're telling Canadians the best way to fight the pandemic is to stay home.
Wait a minute, there's hypocrisy going on here? I'm shocked. But, you know, figuring out how to do teleconferencing a month into this thing is very complicated, and we can't expect these people to figure it out.
Robin?
Mike Lecouture in Ottawa. Thanks, Mike. Here's where the number of cases stand in Canada tonight. There are more than 23,000 confirmed cases.
The number is on the screen. Just say the number.
And more than 650 people have...
More than 650. How about 652? That's shorter.
...died. Quebec has been hit the hardest, where more than 11,500 people have tested positive. And more than 240 people have died in that...
One more than 240 people, in fact.
Province. But there is some hope. More than 6,000 Canadians have recovered from the virus. Alberta Premier Jason Kenney says his province is making good progress in the fight against COVID-19. And that means Alberta has an excess of masks, personal protective equipment, and ventilators. So he's offering up some of the surplus to help other provinces in need, including Quebec, Ontario, and BC.
And surely there will be no strings attached.
I, for one, as an Albertan and as a Canadian, could not in conscience watch us stockpile massive amounts of surplus equipment while we see many of our fellow Canadians in some provinces within days of running out of some of these supplies.
He says while standing in front of a gigantic stockpile of excess supplies. Everything's gonna be okay. The government is throwing money at the problem. 2 to 5 weeks, everything will be great.